from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hey, the Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers. Independently brewed since 1996, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. I had some double beak breaker the other day out on the golf course. It was delightful. Thick. It got my swing into a good rhythm. And we always love our good friends at Pelican. Loaded final hour. We love saying that. We're starting with Ken Barkley, as we always do, at least going forward on Thursdays, at Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. You better you bet. Ken, first off, great to catch up with you again. I'm assuming we have you. Swag hasn't said if he's on or not. I'm assuming he's on the phone right now. Can I start with your stance and thoughts on chest hair? Are you pro chest hair? Do you have chest hair? Do you shave your chest hair? Oh. What does Ken Barkley's chest look like?
Hi, by the way. How's it going?
Hey, Ken.
It's been a bit.
You.
Yeah, exactly. I saw some picture. You guys are on a remote. You kind of look like you're in, like when VCs give money to a startup to do like new office space. You kind of, yeah, like that. This I is mean, like their dream is this room that you guys
yeah.
are in. It's like, here's
yeah.
it's like here's a tree stump, but it's not actually a tree stump because we don't want to be bad for the environment. We want to be green. And then there's like, is that ivy on the wall behind you? Is that what
it's
that is?
Fake. It's fake moss. It's fake moss.
Right. Yeah. Because what? Yeah. Who yeah. wants real moss? Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, we can have fake moss. But,
I don't want to
so
deal with
fake,
real moss.
So again, just to reemphasize, it's a fake tree stump and
yep.
fake moss.
Yes.
Inside.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to Portland, Ken.
This is the mind of like big tech at work.
Yes.
This is like, I'm like, did Oracle make this room? Like, I don't even know like how this happened. I mean, this is like the book about the WeWork guy. I can't remember the $1 billion loser, I think is the name of it that they made in the show. It's like, this would be like an idea that he pitched. And I don't know if I just got you in trouble with everyone in the room, but
there are multiple like, speakers yeah. playing our show right now, Ken. Yeah. Yeah.
But I just, I looked at this picture and I go, this is like if I went on ChatGPT and make me the conference room for a fake tech startup in 2024. Like, what would it look like? Is there a ping pong table off to the side that I can't see?
I think
see?
There
like,
is. There's a foosball right? table right over here.
Yeah,
I'm looking at right
is.
Now. Yeah.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Right. Why wouldn't there be? Yeah. But anyway, to your much more pressing question of
yes.
chest hair, which
yes.
is really what we all came here for.
This is why we wanted to have you back.
Yeah, man, it's been a long summer, you know? I have chest hair.
Okay.
I've never felt the need to shave. I've never dated someone who like preferred it or made me shave it, so that's probably why. And I'm married now. Like, even if my wife asked, I'd be like, sorry, like we got the ring, like all the documents
yeah.
are signed. Yeah, so, letting that thing grow. Sorry.
Is it thick? Is it thin? Like, are we full covered? What's the shape look
not,
like?
It's like there's a good amount, but it's not like I have friends where it's like you're wearing a coat. You know, like it's
yeah.
You know, like it's definitely not that. but it's also not like sort of an athletic trim look, I would say. It's I'd say, let's say like full coat is 99th percentile. And like Olympic swimmer is first percentile. Let's say like that's our border. Yeah. I'd say I'm like 70th. That's where I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's pretty high up there.
Yeah, like 70th. Yeah. Oh yeah. There's like it's there. Like it's you're seeing it. It's happening. But it's not like you, I think when you see it, you would never say. So for example, ESPN put out this article, the best 25 college football players of the 21st century or whatever. And
yeah.
Baker Mayfield was second.
Yep.
And I did this thing on the show where I go, at no time when you're actually watching him play are you going, this is one of the best players. Like, even if you try to make the case afterwards, you're never saying that when you're watching Baker Mayfield. Okay, like, when I'm at the beach, no one's ever saying, like, oh, my God, that's a lot of chest hair. They're just, it's just, I'm just there. I'm just there with chest hair. That's the best way I can explain it. Yeah.
Well, also, I got a lot to unpack here with what you just said there. One, you're right on Baker. They did get number one right, though. And Dominican Sue.
Oh, yeah. Well, that season. But is it best season or, like, best? Because then Baker, for 3 years he was good. And I'm like, well, if we're doing that, then Tebow's the best player.
I think there was a little, that was a tough to decipher because Burrow's on that list at like 9. And I'm like, well, he had the best year ever. But like also putting Ohio State there is ridiculous. He was a backup that never played. I will say, introing you back into chest hair question, you had a real energy to your voice before you got going there of,
oh my God,
I'm doing this again with these guys.
Idiots.
This is why I took a month off from talking to them. But also, what you just did over loudspeakers,
was maybe one
describing
of my...
the event as we're at the event, and you're just blasting over the airwaves.
People
the
don't
GM
like
of the Mavs is here today.
People
Come on, Ken. What
this,
are you doing?
This is if people can't take a joke on a room's aesthetic, that I got nothing for you. I mean, this is the lowest. This should be the most make fun ofable thing that exists. Like, this is nothing personal. There are thousands of rooms like this all over the West Coast.
Yeah.
Anybody ever been to Silicon Valley before? Silicon Valley is essentially just one big cube that looks like this. Like, that's what it is. So,
I feel like I'm in an episode of the show right now, to be honest.
It feels like an episode of Silicon Valley for us. There's a lot of name lanyards going on here. There's people
but
I don't know.
Guess what else is true? All those people are filthy rich. Guess what else is true? Like, hey, keep building the rooms, you know? A lot of us have to go with real tree stumps. We can't afford the fake ones. So you got to be doing something, right?
A chest hair question for you before we press you on any gambling props for an NFL Hall of Fame game that nobody largely cares about, but we will watch because we're sickos, and maybe a college football futures question. I have 7. So, like, if I have 2 around a nipple and 7 in the middle of the chest, you're then shaving that, right? My wife has never asked me to do it, but I have 7 chest hairs and, like, 3 nipple hairs. It's not a good look. I look like a mangy dog that you'd see on Instagram that was saved in an alley that's ugly, but somebody, you know, adopts it because, like, you got to save that dog's life.
He's cute.
Yeah.
That's my chest hair. So,
well,
like,
can I confirm something about that story? So that means... At one moment in time, you like got out of the shower and you were looking in the mirror, and you just go 1, 2, 3, and you actually like, why is it 7 and not 9? You counted.
Yeah, you
7?
Counted them.
No, I legitimately got out of the shower one day. I'd never really thought about it or noticed it because I'm not a hairy person. I can't even grow facial hair. I'm like a baby.
Right.
But I looked in the mirror and I saw hair and I went, are those hairs? And I literally did what you said. I went 1, 2, 3, 4, and I counted and I got to 7. And then I look on my nipple and my nipple has these 3 long ass hairs. And I'm like, I have 3 nipple hairs and 7 chest hairs. What is this genetic I got? Like, what is that coding?
I like how you're giving me a ton of crap for that. I'm blasting the room you're in and it's going out over the speakers.
And
meanwhile,
this is being
that was
said,
like 45 seconds on counting nipple hair that blasted to everybody.
Well,
it's like,
business
as usual, everybody. Back to work.
You know who's not a keynote speaker at this event? Me.
Right.
I'm not the one going in front of the rich people.
Good job, everybody.
You know what I like? I like money. You know what I don't like? Jokes. Let's not gross anybody else out. Are you gambling on the Hall of Fame game tonight, Ken?
Well, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, we like waiting and betting the first half over, actually.
Oh.
So it's open 33. This is more Nick's thing than me. Well, it's actually kind of the two of us, but it's he originated this this wonderful sharp play that I'm about to give out. So the total opened 33. Typically, the Hall of Fame game is a brutal, low-scoring under kind of a game. Now, last year it went over, so it's not that it just like has to go under no matter what. The total is very low. It's been getting bet down the entire day, week, whatever. It opened 33. It was 31 yesterday. It's 30.5 right now. Our only argument on our show about this is with the preseason, you have to do this, right, where you go, look, I know, like, if this was a regular season game, none of these people are good. Like, I'm not saying they're good. But in not even a preseason game, in the Hall of Fame game, which is, like, it's like lower than preseason because it's like, yes, all the thirds. They don't even play the backups in the Hall of Fame game usually. Davis Mills is going to play a whole half of football in this game.
Ooh, that's like, an established starter right there.
Davis Mills scores in regular season NFL games.
You're damn right he does.
This is like if you're in the Premier League and then you play in like the fourth division beer league where nobody has a full-time job in soccer. Like the guy from the Premier League, the guy who stinks, he's going to have 9 goals when he plays in that game. Like, that's what's going to happen. So it's him, and then it's Bajent, who again, like, yes, if this was week 6 against Dallas, probably not going to play very well, but it's not. And he's way, like, Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Kellen Mond played in this game last year for Cleveland. Like, Tim Boyle played and might play again this year, which is really funny because now he's on a different team. But, like, in the first half, you tell me I get, like, Bajent and Davis, like, a lot of that? That's good. Like, in preseason word, that's, like, in that world, that's awesome. And the total keeps getting bet down, so we're going to wait and bet the first half over.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I don't really, you know, people in our, when we're doing jobs like this, where we're talking every day doing shows, you tend to get people that are like, hey, man, could you shout out this? Hey, man, could you mention on your show this? And, you kind of roll your eyes and you say, oh, yeah, sure, and then you never do it. I don't ask this often of cohorts in the industry. There is going to be like a week 8 moment where I saw Nick Costos's rant about the Giants not drafting a quarterback, where Malik Nabers is going to be so amazing that he's going to rant about how great it is to have Malik Nabers. And I need you to say Brandon in Portland, who I go on with, absolutely called that you were going to do this at some point because you're a psychotic New York Giants fan.
And he loves Nabers now, too. He's, like, obsessed with Nabers.
Exactly.
Right? After wanting him to take a quarterback.
That was a quick flip. Neighbors. That didn't last. It only lasted 2 months.
And nothing describes.
It lasted, like, 3 days of training, and he was on vacation for 2 of them. Yeah, I mean, it was really, it did not last very long.
Thank you for summing up.
How can you not like Nabers? Like,
I know. I,
the videos, look, I am a big time, I don't care about the videos guy. Because I swear to God, I was on Twitter yesterday, and either X or whatever, Elon, and then I scroll, and probably built that room that you're sitting in right now.
He might be here.
So I was scrolling on the timeline, and right next to the exploding cars. I'm sure it was all there. So I scrolled on the timeline, and like as Trump says, rocket ships to nowhere. So I'm scrolling on the timeline, and back-to-back tweets, it was like a video embedded that was like, Sam Darnold better watch out. J.J. McCarthy's the week 1 starter. And then under that was another video that's like, Sam Darnold confirmed week 1 starter. And I was like, it's the same camp. Like, I was like, how can that be the video? We just anointed 2 different Vikings as the starting quarterback in week 1 off this one throw that I'm watching. But the Nabers videos, it's like, at a minimum, like, because maybe he's bad or something. I don't know how that would be possible, but maybe he's bad. Like, they're at least going to throw him the ball a lot. They're at least going to do that. And maybe and maybe he can't run. That's impossible. But, like, maybe it doesn't go great or Jones stinks so much or the offensive line can't protect long enough or whatever. But Neighbors is going to get fired. They had nobody on the team. This is Nick's argument. It's like, if they have nobody on the team, he's at least getting a lot of targets. Now, are the targets catchable? And is he going to catch them? I have no idea. But, I mean, the likelihood that he has some pretty monster stat games, even in losses, I think the likelihood of that's pretty high. And, yeah, he's trading at, I don't know, 18-1 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, 16-1. And Harrison's trading at, like, 5-1. So, yeah. Like, maybe, and our point yesterday was maybe they're just both awesome. And if they're both awesome and one's 5 and one's 18, then what's the right answer to that question?
What else is tickling your fancy right now, Ken? Are you, like, all in on football futures? Are you big into gambling the Olympics? Like, what else is grinding your gears right now?
I got something. Not current. Not, like, going on right now. But NFL. I pride myself on being able to kind of figure out who I think is going to win the title every year in every sport and apply a lot of very well thought out methodology to this. We've done this on the show
Tom
before.
Okay, Tom Brenneman. Florida Panthers.
Yeah. This could be the last time that I'm talking to you. Right? And then
I'm putting on this headset again.
Right. It could be the last time. I mean, I just hang up the phone and you're never hear from me again. Right. So, you know, open
the
up
the
tech
DMV
bros tomorrow,
are coming for you so. Now. They're
right?
Coming for you, Ken.
Exactly. Which is actually incredibly dangerous now that you say
yes.
It. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. My phone's listening to me anyway. Now they're going to be able to tap into that. I am having a very difficult time even forming a very strong opinion on who I think is going to win the Super Bowl this year. And usually this doesn't happen. Usually, even if I'm wrong, so like hockey had the Panthers the whole way, yay. College football, Michigan, yay.
Yeah.
Like, but NBA, like Denver and Boston both made the most sense, but I made a very concerted effort like that I liked Denver instead. So like I got it wrong, but I also had a very strong opinion and Boston was a part of it. So, like, I knew where everybody was. I just bet the wrong team, which is my bad. But I'd also had it, like, kind of organized in a way that made a lot of sense. This NFL season is breaking my brain every day for the Super Bowl. I mean, it just – nothing adds up. There's no team that I look at, and they've got everything that I'm looking for statistically, previous year. The problem with the Chiefs is they were really bad in the regular season last year, which I think everyone forgets. Because, like, that's a pretty good measure of team quality, even if Mahomes is the best player of all time in the postseason. Like, they still didn't look good a lot, and that whole team's coming back, and a lot of people are like, oh, the whole team's coming back, that's really good. Yeah, the whole team that was, like, the 11th best team, they're
right.
Coming back, and they don't have L'Jarius Sneed anymore. And the offense will be better. Mahomes will probably have better stats. They can, I mean, he's the best player. They're the easiest answer.
Yes.
But they're not, like, I do this all the time. I spend too much time thinking about this stuff. They're not perfect. Like, they're weird, just like a lot of other teams are weird. They just have Mahomes, so it's an easier answer. I mean, I have bounced back and forth from a lot of different teams. I think Detroit is really, really interesting. They're, like, I think they're the easiest case to make that's not Kansas City, probably, for me. I think there's a chance the Jets are the answer to the question. And
no, stop it. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
No.
They could also win four games and Rodgers never plays and he crumbles into a heap again.
Are you not concerned about these training camp videos? They're yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Oh, no. NFL players are yelling at each other? Oh, no. Well, now.
How are they going to overcome
that? Now I'm going to bet the under. Because men should not yell at each other.
It's a trap, Ken. It's a trap. Don't fall for the trap.
I'm not falling. Yeah, the videos are trying to trap me into not liking the Jets, and I'm not falling for it.
Jets Super Bowl would be wild, man. That would be wild. Where is your confidence level in that bet in Rodgers? I'm just curious on that because obviously the injuries. Like I see the on paper, it all makes sense, and the division I think is gettable. I don't know where Buffalo is going to be in terms of a step back without a number one wide receiver. Tua is like one hit away from never playing football again, and the Patriots might be the worst team in the NFL. So I see the argument. Where is your confidence level in Rodgers if you place that bet?
Higher than like 27 other teams, but even if it's not that high, just like it's their ceiling. So think about this, right? Think about Kansas City, Tampa, the Rams, the last few years, right? It's you know, even some of the Brady teams, it's like you have this core and you're really good at some stuff, but you're not really good at other stuff, and you add pieces and maybe it's like a big piece, maybe it's not. And, like, the team, like, you take a step forward roster-wise, and then you win the Super Bowl. So, like, Bucks were building, a crazy good roster. They get Brady. That's the last piece. Super Bowl. Rams, like, number one defense the year before. Yeah. Swap Goff for Stafford. They'd already been to the game. Like, bingo, Super Bowl. Like, Chiefs, it's Mahomes, and you're just constantly building around him. That's like Brady, right? Like, the problem is, okay, who are the teams this year that did that? Like, the Jets are one of those teams. Like, they added in that Rodgers is going to play now. Like, that's going to happen. And, I don't think it's out of the question they trade for Davante Adams in the middle of the season. Wow. And if Mike Williams is a total disaster and doesn't play as the second wide receiver. So, like, they put a ton of investment in the offensive line, which was, like, the worst in the league last year. So, again, like, have a lot of pieces. And it's funny because Rodgers was on the team last year. The Jets this year are, like, eerily similar to the Rams and Tampa before they got their quarterbacks, where it's, like, ton of pieces. The defense is amazing. Like, all the stuff is there. You just have to plug the winner in. And maybe Rodgers isn't the winner because he's too old, but they at least have that. Like, a very few other teams even have that upside where I could say the exact same thing about them. So it does make them interesting.
Okay, that's a compelling argument. His name is Ken Barkley, at Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. You better, you bet. You can hear it noon to 4 Pacific time every day of the week, Monday through Friday, not Saturday and Sunday. But it will be back in football season Monday through Friday. We love chatting with him. His chest hair comments, his comments about the room that we're in. we really missed you, Ken. It's great to have you back, buddy, and look forward to next Thursday.
Sounds good. Touch that fake moss for me. Tell it I said hi.
There you go, Ken Barkley.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.